Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I'm sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. How the heck are you today? I didn't get to everything I wanted to yesterday. I got distracted because I allowed my board op producer slash friend down there in Dallas get me sidetracked a little bit. Talking about politics I didn't want to talk about. Because it isn't the topic of this program, but it's still, we tie it back together, and he's yelling hey in my ear already. So
no, I'm actually on the air with you. Man bites dog.
Okay. Go ahead. I'll give you a minute.
Okay. No, I just wanted to say, you know, I'm glad to see the speech that Trump gave yesterday, reaching out to Black Americans. I stand corrected. Maybe you're right. Maybe we do. As long as we keep that message going, I think we can get this done. I'm done.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that speech yesterday. That speech headlined every major news organization today about the topics that he talked about. And in fact, he did hit on what I was talking about yesterday. Because I just to reiterate what I was talking about, I believe that we will see a shift from Black's movement over to the Republican Party in the not too distant future. I think we'll see that in my lifetime. It's not going to happen overnight. And Trump began talking about that yesterday. That's what you're referring to after our conversation. That, and incidentally, that speech was held in West Bend, Wisconsin, the home of Armed American Radio's corporate headquarters and the United States Concealed Carry Association's Delta Defense. And it was held in the facility where we had the first annual Concealed Carry Expo at the Washington County Fair and Expo Center right there in our home in West Bend, Wisconsin. So yeah, that was fascinating, and I know a lot of folks from the organization were no doubt there. And that was just fun to know. I didn't realize that when he was giving that speech until after the fact that's where he was. So that was kind of fun. But yeah, see, you'll eventually come to understand that I'm right, Chantel. You won't argue with me.
That's funny.
Not that you do. Well, I am. When it comes to this, I am. And that's just a gut feeling, by the way. That's a gut feeling. That's from talking to a lot of Black folks and friends that I know. I think you're starting to see that frustration. Well, man, this is not working over here. This isn't working. And I know the outreach that's occurring in the pro-gun community. I know the outreach that's occurring at the National Rifle Association. I know how effective Kalia Noir has been and his campaigns with the National Rifle Association, and I know what the Second Amendment Foundation is doing and how they're reaching out to the communities. I know what our good friend Rick Ector at Detroit CCW and the courses he's teaching and who he's reaching, and I know how effective that's been. And I also know that it is that the light is shining on the fact that if you show me a violent, crime-ridden city in decay, I will show you a city controlled by Democrats for decades. And at some point in time, the light's got to go on. Ding, hey. Well, yeah. And at some point in time, that's going to happen. All right, lots to cover with you. Recover with you, actually. Yesterday, I got off talking about a bunch of different things, so I want to apologize, but I don't because it was a fun program. Compromise. I mentioned that yesterday. Are you willing to compromise at this stage of the game? Do you think the enemies of your freedoms, the gun control zealots, are willing to compromise? No, there's no compromise. Compromise to a Democrat, zealot, gun grabber, socialist, means you agree with my position or the hell with you. So we flipped that back on him. And I wrote, yeah, it wasn't really about compromise. I'm going to go over a taste of what you'll get if you have signed up for the Concealed Carry Report. Man, you got to get this stuff. This information is vital. U.S. Concealed Carry, Concealed Carry Report. Just type in Concealed Carry Report and sign. All you got to do is free. All you got to do is give me your email address, and you will get this report. It's just under 2 million email boxes right now. Every Friday. And the information that you get is second to none. Some of the best writers in the country. You get guns gear review. You get a note from Tim Schmidt. You get my piece in there on Armed American Radio and a little bit of insight from me. And I can say things in the column that I can't say on the radio, and I do. So it gets a little colorful. But my piece today, not that it was really about compromise, I just wanted to ask you that question. I want to start this dialogue with you now. We are 85 days out from what will be an election that will change America for the rest of your life if you're over 20. And what I mean by that is the America you live in now, or what is left of it, will be gone in your lifetime if you're over 20. You'll never see it again. You will not live long enough to see it come back. The Supreme Court will make sure of that. A socialist progressive agenda will be shoved right down your throat, whether you like it or not. I believe the nation will fracture. Yeah, it won't be. It's not going to be pretty. And how that manifests itself remains to be seen. I have my ideas. Not prepared to talk to you about them yet until after the election. We'll discuss those on November 9th. Because you're going to find out that I'm right. That come November 9th, we're not going to play nice in the sandbox, regardless of the outcome of the election. In other words, what I'm telling you is the election is not going to be over when it's over. That is the precipice that we face in America today. That's where we're standing on that edge. The divide is too great at this point. It cannot be bridged in this election. The divide will get worse after the election. Regardless of the outcome, that's going to happen. And you need to be prepared for that. Corwin was smart bringing that up. But I'm going to take that a little bit farther. And I'm not going to play pie in the sky here. And I'm not saying that Alan Corwin was playing pie in the sky when he told you on this program that we're readying things, legislation. That's all fine and good, and it needs to be done. But you know what? It's not going to be effective on November 9th. What I'm talking with you about will be effective at midnight on November 9th. And it's not going to be pretty. It isn't going to be pretty. Regardless of the outcome of the election will not be over after it's over. That much I can promise you. More about that as we get closer and closer to November 8th. But one of the things that I want to bring to your attention is compromise. If Hillary Clinton wins the White House, are you willing to compromise? Are you willing to meet the Democrats halfway? Not me. I'm done compromising. I'm not giving up any more of my gun rights. It's not going to happen. Compromise. Compromise to who will be occupying the White House if that happens means you will agree with me or else. That's what that means. And I'm not willing to give them that anymore. And it was that thought process that led me to my piece for the Concealed Carry Report today that I wrote very, very early this morning, as I am wont to do from time to time. I titled the piece Notes from the Week. And I won't give it all away. I want you to read it. But I'll kind of wrap it up for you just to give you some ideas. This is a tough topic. It really is a tough topic. Because when you make a decision not to compromise your principles at the stage of the game, then you risk alienating people from your life. Could be family. Could be friends. So it's a tough call. Now remember that we view things through the prism of the Second Amendment, through that lens. We tie everything back to the Second Amendment. So I'm already out there. You know my principles. We're not. You know where I'm coming from. You know the battle I'm fighting. You're fighting it with me. Together, we're fighting this battle for the right to keep and bear arms. And I'm not willing to compromise. So that then led to some philosophical discussion inside my head about what that what does that really mean? And I'm going to spend some time with you talking about this over the course of the next 85 days. And I think you'll enjoy it. In fact, I am actually contemplating putting it down in paperback book format, because the divide in this nation is so great that the word compromise, we can't talk about the divide without talking about compromise. And what happens when we are no longer willing to do that? I'm not compromising my principles. The left has made it very clear what they want from me, and they're not going to get it. When we come back, we'll carry on the conversation. Fascinating stuff.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now, I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Back in the Crossbreed Holster Studio. Isn't that cool, the Crossbreed Holster Studios? That just has such a beautiful ring to it, doesn't it? What a sound. The Crossbreed Holster Studios. The Crossbreed Holster Studios. It's crossbreedholsters.com. But Studios starts with an S, so it just rolls right off the tongue. The Crossbreed Holster Studios. You get that? I like that. I think that's cool. I dig that. I like the way that sounds. I hope you do, too. The Crossbreed Holster Studios. And then the way the voice guys do it, it's really great. And the Monster Sunday program, love it. Coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. The studios. Okay, where was I? Compromise. Yes, compromise. I contemplated pushing this off, coming back from the break and going in another direction with you until the end of the program, because this is powerful stuff. This is stuff you need to think about. I do. I think about it because I kind of have to. So let me just tell you my thought process about compromise. I'm not compromising anymore. I'm done. There's no compromise with me anymore. The reason this country is where it is today is because folks like the two of us allowed it to happen. And we've got to accept that responsibility. We have to accept responsibility. We cannot refuse to accept the situation. We let this happen. We allowed the progressives infiltrate our universities. We allowed that to happen. We didn't nip in the bud the garbage going on that was being fed to our children as we paid big bucks for their educations. They came home, oh, it's just college. We allowed it to happen. Maybe we didn't instill our values in the younger generation as we should. I know I am. My kids know where I stand. They're 11 and 13, and if Bruce Springsteen comes on, they leave the room or turn it off because they know. They know what I'm going to say. It might not be nice, depending on what kind of mood I'm in. But we let this happen. We allowed the last 8 years to fester. The mainstream media, including the conservative media, allowed this to happen. By constantly giving the progressive left the benefit of the doubt, you know, throwing the word in there like alleged murderer. No, he's a murderer. And we all know it. But he's innocent until proven guilty, so we have to say alleged. That's kind of what we did with the progressive left as the cancer known as liberalism, as this insidious disease known as progressive liberalism was metastasizing. We continued to give it a pass. We legitimized their voices instead of slapping them down as we should have in conversation and discussion. We didn't put our foot down. We allowed it to infect what we watch on TV because we compromised and said, oh, it's okay to have a show about this. And oh, it's okay to show this type of immoral behavior or whatever it may be. Whatever it is you disagree with, whatever it is, traditional merit, we allowed that to happen. And we said, oh, well, things are changing. Because we compromised that away. And then one day we woke up and we went, what the hell is that doing on TV? And why are my kids watching that? Whack, it hit us in the head. Because you, pal, were asleep at the wheel, myself included, for years. We accepted that, oh, this is just change. Things change. This was the progressive left doing exactly what Obama said, fundamentally transforming our culture. A culture that doesn't need fundamentally transformed. A culture that up until now was the greatest culture ever that the world had ever seen. You don't fix what ain't broken, pal. Did we need to work on some things? Yeah, sure. We didn't need to flip the apple cart over to do it. So we're all guilty of letting that happen. I'm done letting that happen. You hear me say it. It's time we call stupid what it is. Stupid. It's time we have that conversation. And if we're not willing to do that, stupid will continue to metastasize. We will be guilty of letting it happen instead of saying, you know what? No, that's stupid, and you're not going to discuss it in my house. Get out. I don't want your vermin in my home. Leave. I'm no longer willing to compromise. I'm beginning to feel the effects of that on the personal side. But tough. I no longer care. See, this is deep. This is a deep conversation. Some of you might not understand it. Meaning my reasoning, my rationale. And that's okay. I don't expect everybody to get it. I'm giving you a taste now of what I wrote about in the Concealed Carry Report. I want you to go there and get it. It's free. Read the stuff. Comment on it. Send me an email. Tell me what you think. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. But I think this election will do permanent damage, regardless of its outcome, to some of my personal relationships. I am absolutely 100% willing to accept that. I tell you what I think every day on the airwaves, in print. I'm not hiding it. Anybody who chooses to listen or read it can see exactly what I think and how I feel. And I don't care what they think about that. But I have family members. I've been unfriended, okay, by family members. You know what I think about that? Their loss, not mine. I no longer care. I don't care. Now, to be sure, I'm not talking about the dopey niece or nephew in school and college, you know, finding their way, being indoctrinated, all right? I will continue to work with that person because they're broken. I understand that. And they're fixable. They can be fixed. So for the most part, I'll work with that. And for the time being, we can agree to disagree for the time being. Once those individuals have accepted their position and begin to actively work to infiltrate and overturn my way of life, then I no longer care what they think about what I say. Because it is my job to fix them. If I can't fix them, I've done my job by trying. I will move on, and I'm going to continue this conversation because it's a good one. When we come back here on the Armed American Radio Network, and I know you know what I'm feeling. I know you know what I'm thinking. You're probably feeling it too. But are you willing to take the risk?
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected,
The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear. And nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
So are you, how deep are you willing to go? How deep are you willing to compromise? You're not willing to compromise, but how far are you willing to take it? Let me kind of tell you where I'm at. I've had, like I said, I had family members unfriend me. And I'm to a point right now where I don't care. Those are people that are old enough to know what's going on. And I don't want to hear their crap anymore. I don't want to hear it. I'm not going to hear it. They're welcome to come into my house. They know my rules. They know the battle lines. If they elect to cross them, they will be thrown out. Get your ilk and your garbage out of my house. It's that simple. I don't care who you are. Not at this stage of the game. It isn't going to happen. Well, I'm not willing to listen to that. There is no more discussion about that. It's not going to happen. We're talking about certain issues here. I'm finished with it. This is war. This is war. This is a battle. A literal battle being waged for the future of this nation, for the rest of your life. And you libertarian Gary Johnsoner goofballs had better get that through your head. You better get that through your head. If you don't, you're part of the problem. There's no more gray area here. I don't want to hear it. No more excuses about your conscience and the rest of that crap. The battle lines are drawn. Get your head out of it and understand. Take off that dunce cap, quit eating stupid pills, and take care of business. Your children's future is on the line. The contrast couldn't be any greater between the socialists and what they want for you and your gun rights and your future. So it sounds harsh, and I know that a lot of people won't, oh, he's willing to give up those relationships and my friends. No, they are. Not me. They've abandoned the principles they were taught. Not the other way around. I grew up in a very conservative household. So did my aunts and uncles. There was no wishy-washy progressive bullcrap going on. They've abandoned those principles. And I no longer care why. They're old enough to understand that. It's that simple. But it's a difficult topic to cover. And I'm neck deep in it. People know where I stand. They've heard me. They don't like it, including folks that are related to me. And too bad for them. So be it. I've accepted that. And I'm willing to sacrifice that to preserve what's important to me and to this country. It's why I do what I do. But remember this, before I move on to another subject, and we'll talk more about this as we go. I really want to engage you. I want you to tell me what you think about this. MarketArmedAmericanRadio.org. And as we get closer to the election, I may very well begin opening up some phone lines on the Monster broadcast to discuss this with you as we get closer and closer and closer to November. We're about 85 days out now, somewhere around there, 80-something days out. And it's getting dangerously close. But remember this. Take this with you. Remember that this election will not be over when it's over. The war against our guns and our way of life is just beginning. And I can promise you this. The progressive socialist won't be in any mood to play nicey-nicey in the sandbox with you, win or lose. So I'm very much looking forward to exploring this with you further. I'm willing to take those risks. I'm willing to accept that. This is not for me anymore. This is for my kids' future. And I don't want you filling them with that crap. I'm tired of hearing it. There's no compromise. Speaking of which, The Trace. Yeah, I hate to give these guys any credit. You know, it's not credit. I hate to give them any publicity is what I should say. They got a piece out today that is actually, it's just scratch my head, unbelievable to see. Hillary Clinton on 9 key gun issues in her own words. Have you seen this? And they're trying to claim, in her own words, they're trying to disprove Donald Trump, who said, quoting, Hillary essentially wants to abolish the Second Amendment. So they're trying to disprove him by going and using her own words. And I want you to hear her own words, and what the Trace says is disproving what Donald Trump said. Take a listen to this. Here's Hillary Clinton on universal background checks. Here's a quote for you. Between 88 and 92 people a day are killed by guns. Killed by guns. Not. All right, I have to digress there. I'll never get through this crap. We're better than this. We need to close the loopholes and support universal background checks. That was at a campaign rally in Iowa City, July 2015. Now, somehow the Trace claims that this statement is proof that Hillary Clinton does not want to abolish the Second Amendment. So closing a loophole, which means infringing on you, because we're not talking about criminals, she's talking about you. And universal background checks, which infringe on your ability to do what you wish to do with your own personal, legal-owned property, is not an infringement. Here's the explanation from the Trace. Clinton pledges to implement universal background checks on gun sales and prohibit domestic abuses under federal law is already taken care of, and individuals who have been involuntarily committed to outpatient mental health treatment centers from buying firearms. You know, somebody says you're crazy in a divorce and somebody comes to get you. Now, see, this is nothing but infringement. We have to look at the definition and who makes up the definition of what they're talking about. That's not an infringement. That's proof positive. The statement that I just read to you is proof positive that Hillary Clinton does not want to infringe or abolish the Second Amendment. Good heavens. Let's go to the next one, open carry laws. Here's Hillary Clinton's statement. What about the young mom with her two kids who's in a supermarket and some guy gets to come in with an AK-47 over his back because he's got a new permit that permits him to walk around and threaten and intimidate and scare the heck out of that young mother and her children? I don't get it. Facebook post on August 2015. So somehow that statement is proof positive to the trace that Hillary Clinton is not trying to abolish the Second Amendment. She's clearly referring to stopping someone who's lawfully carrying a firearm and not intimidating anybody. I openly carry my firearms. And I shop at the supermarket. Now, granted, I personally have called those people who walk around with rifles boneheads on Armed American Radio. It's a stupid move in my book. Why? Because it feeds this criminal troll and gives her the ability to do that. Because she's talking about, again, you have to get into the weeds with this. Because he's got a new permit that allows him to walk around and threaten and intimidate. She's talking about open carry laws, which is predominantly handguns. Now, according to the Trace's response, this anecdote falls in line with statements she made at a private fundraiser that following month. While Clinton speaks derisively of open carry policies, she hasn't directly said that she favors repealing them. Are you missing something in that statement up there? So according to the Trace, she has to come out and say, therefore, I want them gone. That's exactly why she made the statement. We're going to continue to break this down when we come back in the next segment. We'll be right back. Just flat-out bald-faced liars, folks. Flat-out bald-faced liars. Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, you can win a pound of solid gold if you are the grand prize winner of this month's giveaway at the USCCAOnAir.com page. And the gun a day giveaway today, by the way, is a Kimber 1911 Tactical Ultra. It's a very cool gun, value of $1,317. Now, there's been a change. I apologized yesterday that the page had not updated and defaulted to a different site. It's been fixed. It's been corrected. But it's no longer just the magazine for $47. The second half of the month is activating the self-defense shield. And there are three different levels of protection. The silver for $13 a month. The gold up to $575,000 in protection. Silver is $300,000 in protection. The gold is $575,000 in protection. That's $22 a month. And then, of course, the platinum, which is what I have, which is what my wife has, up to $1.125 million. In protection. That's $30 a month. And my wife's just activated May, it kicked into effect. So you should do the same thing. And if you head over there and activate one of those three levels of memberships to the USCCA, you are enrolled immediately in today's gun giveaway. That's a Kimber 1911. If you miss it, check out the fact that we will automatically be entered to win the pound of gold at the end of the month. So that's coming up in just, another couple weeks. So make sure to head over to USCCA On Air and check that out. Let's get back into the weeds with this Hillary Clinton, this just upside-down universe that somehow these, I guess the only thing you can call them is a bunch of Bloomberg brainwashed minions who somehow think that these quotes from Hillary Clinton prove that she doesn't want to abolish or obliterate the Second Amendment. So let's take a look at the third one. So she's already mentioned implementing universal background checks with do nothing but infringe on your Second Amendment rights. That's an abolishment of the right. Open carry laws, she doesn't like them, she doesn't hate them, but she didn't literally say I don't want to, but you read the quote. What about the young man? So you get that. They're mincing words, parsing words, playing semantics with you because they know some of you are stupid. It's that simple. Second Amendment rights. Listen to this. We've got to do something. It's a very difficult political issue. But we are smart enough, compassionate enough, to balance legitimate Second Amendment rights, concerns, with preventive measures, she said, and control measures. Are you listening to this? So whatever motivated this murderer, we will not see more needless, senseless deaths. This was at a campaign event in Iowa. Take a listen to this one more time. We've got to do something. Isn't that the classic liberal line? Oh, my God, we got to do something. Which means infringe on you. That's what it means. That's what doing something is. You know, like implementing universal background checks. That's doing something, which does nothing. We've proven that time after time after time on this program. It's a very difficult political issue. No, it isn't a difficult political issue. Read Amendment Number 2. You, the un-American gun grabbers, the socialists, are making it a political issue. The debate ended December in 1791. We're done compromising with you. Finito. Are you hearing us? Done. She says, but we're smart enough, compassionate enough, to balance legitimate Second Amendment rights concerns with preventive measures and control measures. Prevent means keep you from getting something. Control means taking away something from you, controlling you. And legitimate Second Amendment rights, I guess she's the one that gets to define that. And somehow the trace doesn't see this as obliterating the Second Amendment. In fact, they see this as proof positive that she's not. Are you sensing the disconnect here? Let's go to the Supreme Court and guns. This is from Hillary Clinton. This is coming right off the site. It's just incredible stuff. Quoting, the Supreme Court is wrong on the Second Amendment, and I am going to make that case every chance I get. I don't even have to comment. That's sinking in? Do you need me to explain that one to you? Hopefully you don't. Somehow, that statement is proof that Hillary Clinton doesn't want to abolish the Second Amendment, as Donald Trump claims. On the National Rifle Association's influence, here's a quote. I do not believe that the NRA represents most gun owners. They sure don't represent the majority of Americans. But they have so intimidated elected members of Congress and other legislative bodies that these people are passing the most absurd laws. First of all, the NRA actually represents tens of millions of Americans who, in poll after poll after poll, agree with the NRA whether they are paid members or not. But again, I digress. That these people, that the NRA is intimidating, she says, these people into passing the most absurd laws. You know what those absurd laws are? Right to carry laws in Illinois. Open carry laws. Right to carry a concealed firearm to defend your own life on campus. The ability to carry your gun and keep it in your car at work. These are absurd laws to Hillary Clinton. She doesn't like them. And somehow this is proof positive to the trace that Hillary Clinton does not want to abolish the Second Amendment, as Donald Trump claims. The Charleston loophole, moving on. A good first step is closing the Charleston loophole in our gun laws, which allowed that. Did you know of Charleston loophole before of Charleston murders? No, of course you didn't, because, well, you know, who cares about the facts? Let's just make something up, and the media will run with it. Which allows a person otherwise prohibited from buying a gun to buy one if a background check isn't completed within 3 minutes. Let me tell you what happened in Charleston. Somebody at the FBI didn't do their job. The information that was supposed to be in the background check wasn't there. And that's proof positive to Hillary Clinton. Because that, you see, that's a disconnect. Closing the legal gap. Create the gap, then close the gap. Loophole. This is language. Gun show loophole that they create. And somehow loopholes are in line with shall not be infringed. Create a loophole and close it. Good heavens. Special protections for the gun industry. We hear a lot from Senator Sanders about the greed and recklessness of Wall Street, and I agree. We've got to hold Wall Street accountable. But what about the greed and recklessness of the gun manufacturers and dealers in America? You mean keeping lawful gun manufacturers from being sued out of existence because a criminal who steals a gun from someone uses it to murder somebody. Hillary Clinton wants that gun manufacturer held accountable for the actions of the criminal. That's not an infringement, is it? That, according to the trace, is proof positive that Hillary Clinton does not want to obliterate the Second Amendment. What she's actually doing there is trying to bankrupt the legal firearm industry. Gun-free zones. Parents, teachers, and schools should have the right to keep guns out of classrooms, just like Donald Trump does at many of his hotels. You mean keep guns out of classrooms that the criminals bring to classrooms to murder people wantonly and at will because there is no one there to stop them? Those gun-free zones where every single murder and mass killer operates with impunity? Somehow, Hillary Clinton wanting to expand gun-free zones, murder zones, rather than eliminate them is proof positive that Hillary Clinton, that Donald Trump, I'm telling you, it's an upside-down world. Somehow, this is proof that Hillary Clinton doesn't want to obliterate the Second Amendment, as Donald Trump claims. Quite the opposite, right? That's what she says. And the terror gap. If the FBI is watching you for suspected terrorist links, you shouldn't be able to go out and buy a gun. You mean like the FBI was watching her as she's surrounded by guns? Hillary Clinton wants to be able to put you on a list arbitrarily with no due process. And somehow this is proof to the idiots at the Trace that Hillary Clinton doesn't want to obliterate the Second Amendment. You can make up your own mind. You can read it. It's on their website. Liars is more in line, not idiot. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. See you tomorrow.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.